go on another bug hunt?
Would that I could. Nope. Today is my first day as the new playground supervisor at Lakeside Park.
Steve, some pretty tough dudes hang out at Lakeside Park.
Not anymore. I've been studying the park rules and memorizing all the fines from loitering to puppy poop. Why, I've got my official park whistle. My nifty supervisor's manual. And I'm prepared to hand out citations. You there! Scrape that gum off that bench and put it back in your mouth!
Take a spin on a merry-go-round?
Sure, as long as you're driving.
Pick up my stuff!
There you go, girl.
Look who's calling you a bug.
Yeah, old Bugface himself.
Excuse me, but I believe there are several no littering signs posted around the park.
Oh, is that right? Well, I don't like to read.
Ramp. I doubt if you can read. Now, I would appreciate it if you and Messy Mary here would dispose of your refuse by placing it in the proper receptacle.
Drop dead!
Would you like something to wash that down with?
Nine more, and you'll be banned from the playground.
Listen up, bone butt. You see, this is our turf.
That's right. I don't care how many citations you give me. If I want to stay in this park, then you can't make me budge.
Right.
Now without a forklift.
Okay.
Look here. Wait. Watch this.
Do it, girl. What are you gonna do to you?
That's what he got. That was good. That was real good. You know what I'm saying?
Winslow, Harriet, where's that kid of yours?
Do you ever consider knocking, Nick?
What for? You got something to hide?
What do you want?
A little neighborly cooperation. Your son parked in front of my house.
So?
So I don't want that souped-up hot rod of his ruining the curb appeal of my property. Chicks dig guys who have houses with curb appeal.
Hey, Dad. Come on.
There you are.
Well, hi, Mr. Niedermeyer.
What makes you think you can park that purple eyesore you call a car in front of my house?
Well, it's a public street.
Well, if you don't move it, I'll let the air out of your tires.
All right, that does it. If you touch my son's tires, I'm gonna let the air out of you.
So that's how it's gonna be, huh?
That's how it is.
Lucky for you, I just moosed my hair. But this isn't over, Winslow. It's just starting.
Are you all right?
I don't know.
Here, let me help you up.
No, don't move me. Quick, call this number.
Who's this, your doctor?
No, my lawyer. I'm gonna sue you for everything you got.
Now, the jungle gym is a wonderful and fun way to develop muscles. It tones the body and develops physical dexterity.
3J's body's already toned.
Tell the world, sweet love.
Yeah, I'll just climb right down here. With brick wall. Whoa!
There he is, the brother with no butt.
Howdy!
Shut up! Come on.
Kids, perhaps you should run along home now.
But Steve...
Richie, go home now. Now, listen to me. All I care about in this park is the safety of the kids. Now, you unhand me, or I shall be forced to verbally castigate you in front of your peers.
Fool, you got my girl Shantae all wet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, she needed a shower. And might I suggest the same for you?
You better beat it. I don't want to see your ugly mug around here anymore.
Now, looky here, Pally. I am the official playground supervisor here. And your girly was in violation of several posted park rules. I had no choice but to take drastic action.
Oh, yeah? Well, I am Ronaldo, leader of the piranhas. And now I have no choice but to take some drastic actions. Right, piranhas?
Yeah!
Okay.
Hey, look! Now the park has a fountain!
Hey, piranhas, let's run!
I am seriously injured, Winslow.
Oh, come on, Nick. You're just doing this to make that trumped-up lawsuit stick.
I am prepared to settle out of court for, say, $100,000.
In your dreams, Niedermeyer.
Hey, my medical bills are astronomical. This wheelchair alone is $200 a day.
That's because you've got the Eddie Bauer edition.
Oh,
Steve, if you go back to that that park, Ronaldo and his gang are just gonna keep beating you up.
I don't care. 3J, Richie, and the other kids deserve a safe and decent place to play. And it's my job to see that they get it.
Good for you, Steve.
Whoa! Oh. Richie! What happened to your face? Have you been fighting?
No, I just tripped.
Yeah, right. Come on, out with it, guys.
Ronaldo pushed him off the jungle gym.
Now he's hurting little kids?
Oh, somebody's got to do something.
You're right, Estelle. I've been patient long enough. When they stuck me in that basketball hoop, I shrugged it off. When they hung me by my ankles and used me as a tetherball, I held my tongue. But when they start hurting little kids, that's crossing the line. It's time to take a stand. Are you with me, men?
Yeah!
Good. Because I'm fiend. I'm pumped. I'm ready to rumble!
There, is that better, Nick?
Yeah, thanks, Carl. But, you know, I'm still in so much pain, I can't seem to reach the guacamole.
Well, allow me.
Yeah, you dirty...
Here we go. Some fresh iced tea and some juicy orange slices.
Tea? This is the kind of pain only booze can kill.
Nick, we invited you here in the hopes that...
In the hopes that I'd drop my lawsuit, right?
Well, actually, yes.
You know what, Carl? You're, generous hospitality is starting to get to me.
It is?
Yep. I'm still gonna sue you, but now I'm gonna feel a little bit bad about it.
Fire! Fire! Run for your lives!
Fire! 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 Fire!
What's wrong with you people? Get out of here!
There's no fire, Nick.
And there's no injury to your neck and back.
Oh, give it up, Nick. You're busted.
Oh, no, I'm not. It's your word against mine. You have no proof.
Oh, really? Oh, Edward!
Got it all on tape, Dad.
Thanks, son.
Mm-hmm.
Winslow, that is the sneakiest, most underhanded thing I've ever seen.
And you are the sleaziest, most conniving person that I've ever met. Now get out of my house.
Does this mean the dinner is off?
No, dinner's still on. But it's on you, Nick. Chips.
The nurse not here.
Are you looking for Steve Urkel?
Yeah, that's right. He called and said he wanted to talk.
but I guess he had the guts to show up.
Yeah, he sent some old Biddy instead.
You watch your tongue, young man, or I'll take you down. So, what you gonna do, Granny? Knit us to death? Steve sent you a present. Look.
What is it?
Read the card.
This is a surprise you're looking for. Flip the switch and open a door? What's it mean?
Flip the switch and you'll find out. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Look, y'all,
it's the ninja.
So what's up with the ninja outfit, Ning?
It's my new fall look.
Well, too bad we gonna have to mess it up.
Yeah.
Hold it. All we want is a safe playground for the kids. So if you're smart, you'll leave right now. If you're stupid, all your friends and relatives will soon visit you in the trauma unit.
You're the one who's gonna end up in a trauma unit.
No.
Right. Yeah.
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Bruce Lee.
I'm Bruce Lee too.
Together we are the Bruce Lee Trio. You're going to get it now.
Yeah. Come on.
You do, Bruce.
Thank you.